This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Standing Guard. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Some people call the Great Bear Rainforest the Amazon of the North. It's a beautiful stretch of land and islands along the coast of Western Canada. Picture mountains, cedars, and waterfalls. It's home to wolves, cougars, salmon, and grizzly bears. Indigenous First Nation communities have called this area home for millennia. They've lived off the land and preserved its bounty. But recently, managing those resources has become more formalized. Nations have created teams of coastal guardian watchmen to patrol their territories. They do everything from scientific research to checking for illegal hunting. The goal is to protect this region for future generations of humans and animals alike. And last year, the Canadian government set aside money for the watchman programs, recognizing their importance, but the guardians don't have the same power as federal agents. Irina Zhorov visited the Great Bear this fall, and she saw these watchman programs in action.
On a beach on Calvert Island off the central coast of British Columbia, about a dozen people are crouched by the water, bluffs and evergreen forests at their back. Earlier, they dug shapes in the sand, peace signs, stick figures, and filled them with casting material. Now, they're trying to retrieve them.
Oh! It's ready!
Yeah.
It's ready! Okay, you gotta do the final lift.
Okay.
Way under, like...
Way under.
Yeah.
One of them lifts a stick figure out of its sandy mold.
Wicked.
Awesome.
Then its oversized head breaks off.
Oh, well.
Like Humpty Dumpty.
They're all students in a 2-year training program, which includes classes on fixing an engine, de-escalating conflict, and today, learning to cast things like footprints or tire tracks. Most of the students come from First Nations communities along the coast. They're learning to be stewards of their land, technicians and so-called coastal guardian watchmen. In the 1990s, First Nations started drafting management plans for their territories. They were concerned about the health of both the environment and their communities. The two have been inextricably linked here. One of the first to release a plan was the Kitisou Heihes. Doug Nisos is the nation's chief counselor.
My community made it very clear to me back then. They said, you know, Doug, you can talk about all the planning you want, land use planning, marine use planning, developing conservancy management plans. They said none of it means anything without monitoring and enforcement.
The area is really remote, a collection of islands and fjords in the Pacific Ocean. And resources are limited, so they knew they couldn't rely on the Canadian government to take on monitoring.
My community said, don't let someone else clean up your house. They said, let's get our men and women from our communities to get out there and monitor and patrol our territories. And so we did.
Each First Nations watchman have their own roots, but what's common is this. In addition to knowing their territories intimately, local watchmen focus on Indigenous laws and their nation's priorities, from salmon runs to oil spills. The Kitisou Heihes home base is in Klemtu, about 80 miles north as the bird flies from Calvert Island. I take a boat into the territory's pristine nooks and crannies, the inlets cutting through a folding screen of gunpowder gray mountains. Trees climb their steep faces. As we look around, the captain's assistant spots a canoe with two watchmen.
Remember, you're in a canoe, and when we come forward, it means war.
Traditionally, if canoes come in peace, they come ashore backwards. The watchmen, in tan uniforms and waders, board our boat to chat.
Watch yourself, Drea.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chantel Pronto, and I've been a guardian watchman since 2015.
Chantel grew up in Vancouver and spent much of her childhood indoors.
So I think I've always kind of had a bit of a missing piece, and I think moving to Klemtu with my grandma when I was 14 was like finally like finding that I was like, okay, so this is where I needed to be. This is home.
She's just telling us about how chaotic it was in this inlet pre-watchman. Hunters and fishermen were coming and going as they pleased when an elephant seal upstages her.
Oh, man.
He flops around with a fish in his mouth, seagulls following him to try and catch some bits.
Putting on a show.
That's about as crazy as it gets now. Chantel says every day she goes out and patrols for illegal hunters, checks sports fisher catches, samples fish for research, and educates tourists. Oh, and watches seals.
At the end of the year, we have an accumulation of our patrol routes that we've taken and the other two guardians. If you put all of those GPS routes onto a big map of our territory, you can see that literally everywhere is painted red.
Chantel says the feds may have one or two patrol lines to show for the whole season. Still, despite her constant presence on the land, she's had visitors, like people who come to fish, kind of test her.
So I actually did approach someone, and he said, well, you're not DFO.
DFO is the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, a federal agency.
I'm not going to give you my license. Do you guys have the authority? And I said, well, you can think of it any way you like, but yes, I do have the authority because I work for the local First Nations. We manage this area.
The First Nations have lived here for thousands of years and manage the natural resources here, like salmon, herring, shellfish. But Elodie Button, a training coordinator for the Watchman program, says the Watchmen don't have the same authority as federal officials.
Currently, the authority that Guardian Watchmen have is grounded in Indigenous law and the laws of their nations.
Decisions in the Canadian Supreme Court have acknowledged Indigenous law, but jurisdiction remains complicated.
And so currently, the majority of Guardian Watchmen programs work within an observe, record, and report capacity. So they're monitoring for compliance, but they're not enforcing compliance.
Elodie says that's shifting.
As the legal context changes and as the environmental context changes, Guardian Watchmen are working with increased authority and are assuming increased responsibility.
Back at the training for stewards, I meet Jordan Jones. He works for the mapping department on Haida Gwaii, an island home to the Haida people. He's covered in these beautiful tattoos in red and black Haida designs.
That's a big octopus, my Haida blanket, my boy, my girl, feather.
He also has Haida Gwaii Island tattooed on his forearm. He holds up his arm and points to orient me to his geography.
I am working down Masset Inlet in the south side of Masset.
His team combs the land, documenting biodiversity and rare plants used in Haida medicine, as well as cultural landmarks like old village sites or trees that were cut into by his ancestors some 100 years ago. Those are called CMTs, for culturally modified trees, or whole canoes even, deteriorating in the rainforest. When he finds something,
I get a thrill, and you get it like, I get a spark. When I first found my first canoe last year, I got like a tingly feeling up down my back. It was so cool.
He says the records he creates could be used to assist in negotiations with the federal government.
We use it for our culture and just to pinpoint where our people have been for the government. If the government tries to take the land back, we're say we can't. You can't do that. There's so much CMTs and monumentals there.
It's a matter of sovereignty and sustainability, a matter of holding on to his territory.
I just love it because it's our land and we got to protect what we have left before anything happens to it. So that's all I think every time I'm in the bush and out on the land. It's just got to protect what we have left because we don't have much for being a native person, right?
Irina Zhurov reported this story through a fellowship with the Institute for Journalism and Natural Resources.